existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for...
Good morning. Come on, let's go. Amen and amen. Come on, we are here. The Lord is here. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Father, we bless you. Hey, glory, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Come on now, somebody just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Just because he's worthy. Come on now. Just because he's worthy. Father, we bless you. Father, we say, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that as this word goes forth. Good morning, daughter. Good morning, Sister Angela. Amen. That as this word go forth, you're going to heal, save, and deliver. Father, as this word is received, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are going to heal, save, and deliver. I'm going to say it one more again. As this word goes forth, you are going to heal, save, and deliver in Jesus' mighty name. Come on now, somebody just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, we bless your name, oh God. Father, we bless your name, oh Lord. Hallelujah, we bless you. We glorify you. Father, we thank you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we're going to be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. No weapon formed against the word. No weapon formed against the technology. Father, no weapon. Ha, glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that today is their day of breakthrough. Ha, glory. Oh, yes. Today is their day of breakthrough. And Father, we declare it and we count it done and we say it is so. And Father, right now, I speak into the atmosphere. Father, this atmosphere is covered by the blood. Father, this atmosphere, high glory, is cleansed by the blood. Father, I thank you, Lord God, the blood of Jesus. Father, you said, Lord God, that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Father, I thank you that your blood has power. Your blood has power. I'm going to say it again. Your blood has power. And our Father, I thank you that even as we are in this time and season of 5785, Father, we are in your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Your season of a multiplied and abundant grace. High glory. Woo, my God. There it is right there. Grace. High glory. The grace. Woo, my God, the grace is multiplied. The grace is multiplied. Woo, my God. Oh, come on, somebody. You better get up into this river. Jump on in. Did you share the broadcast? Amen. I'm going to share the broadcast real quick. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that as this word goes forth, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural abundance, supernatural health, supernatural wealth, super natural, super. I'm going to say it again. The supernatural. Hey, glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says this. Now, I want you to get this, because we were in this chapter of Deuteronomy yesterday, and let's go there. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Woo. Come on now. And when you get there, someone type, it is so. Come on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Lord is doing it. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now, listen, this is going to bless you. Because it says two things. In verse 3, it says, high glory. Well, verse 2 and 3. Well, no, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, all of the commandments that I command you this day, you shall observe to do, that you may live. Now, Jesus said in John 10, chapter 10, verse 10, he said, the thief comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So the life. He said, when you observe, when you execute, when you do, the word life is activated. Oh, come on now. He said, you shall observe to do that you may live and multiply. So now listen, you doing what the word says, you staying in connection, high glory, he cast out with the word, with the spirit. He says, my sheep hear my voice, high glory. But when you stay connected to the voice of God and you do what the voice is telling you to do, life and multiplication is automatically activated in your life. Now, he said, observe to do that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land. Woo, my God. See, here's the principle. Here's the principle that I want my sons and daughters to get, okay, today. Who glory. That when you hear the word that's coming out of your father and you hear it, hide it in your heart, then execute it. Life, multiplication, and possession is automatically activated. That you may live, multiply, and go in and possess the land which he swore, which he promised to your fathers. You're going to receive something that God didn't even promise you. He promised your past generations. You're going to receive where you did not sow. You're going to, oh my God, you receive houses you didn't build. Oh, come on now. Woo! Oh my, lands you didn't pay for. Come on, I'm trying to get this to somebody. This is going to be a prophetic, supernatural breakthrough time in your life. Our glory, and you shall remember the way that the Lord brought you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep the commandments or not. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger, and then he fed you with manna, supernatural food, come on now, that you knew not, that your fathers didn't know, that he might make you know. This word know right here means to understand. That man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Woo! You live, God, by the word. Life is in the word. John chapter 1, verse 12. To those that received the word, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. When you understand, your power and your life is in the word. Oh, my God. And now I'm not talking about this religious outward appearance of where you're hearing the word. No. I'm talking about receiving the word by hearing, hiding, and doing, okay? God doesn't care whether or not you can quote scripture, even though faith comes by hearing, but he wants to know that you understand. Wisdom is the first thing there could fall, get wisdom, but with all you're getting, get understanding. You can't even activate the power until what? Understanding is present, okay? Faith is activated by understanding. Oh, I'm trying to get this to you. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Come on, let's go here. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful. Now listen, here's what you got to understand this morning. Oh, my God. Woo! This is going to be so powerful in your life. When you understand that 57 and 85 is your season of multiplied and abundant. Now, see, first, he's going to make the devil restore what he stole seven times. Then he's going to multiply. Okay. God's going to make the devil I'm trying to get this in your spirit. See, God deals with the devil first because he should have never messed with his kids. Okay. He's like that parent that will hurt somebody over their children. Oh, come on now. High glory. See, everything is cool, but when you start messing with the kids, the Lord has a problem with it. Amen. 5785, your season of multiplied abundant grace, okay? The season, okay, of divine grace and completion is activated. The combination of the 5 and 7 points to a time of receiving God's grace and completing cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to the promises that have been spoken over your life. Oh, amen, sis. Daughter, I understand. No worries, no worries. Listen. Ha, glory. He kiss up. See, and we learned yesterday that the Lord, high glory, he watches over his word. He hastens his word to perform it. He hastens his word. We're going to go there today. High glory, there's been a word spoken over your life at creation. But listen, when you understand that God hastens his word to perform it, he hastens his word to make sure it's executed. And God watches over his word personally. Not only does the word watch over his word, but the Father watches over the word that was spoken through the mouth of the word. Then the Holy Spirit reminds us of what the word spoke. Oh, come on now. All glory. It's going to be a time of renewal and new beginnings. The presence of the 8 signifies after a period of struggle or waiting, there will be, here it is, supernatural breakthrough leading to fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life even to seemingly dead situations. The next thing, that the power of your mouth. This is going to be a time where you must be careful what you speak. This is not going to be a time for joking and playing with words. Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan into the earth and rest and preparation for greater work. This will be the time. The number 7 highlights divine rest, which is not inactivity, but preparation. Just as God rested on the 7th day, this is a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey, okay? So when you understand that the 5 represents grace, 7 represents completion, maturity, divine rest, 8, new beginnings, transitions, the divine thoughts and mind of God, and 5, okay, the grace of God, okay? When you add all the numbers together, 5, 7, 8, and 5, it equals 25. The number 25, our glory, represents strength and power to go to the distance. The 2 and the 5 represents 7, which equals completion. So when you understand that God, when he speaks something, he ain't playing. He wants you to understand. He doesn't speak a word without there being clarity and understanding within that word. Because when the understanding is received, now power is activated, okay? Now, yesterday we read 1 Peter. It says, now listen, and we're going to go here, 1 Peter. Amen. Chapter 1. He says, verse 1 and 2, Peter, the apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers or the Gentiles scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge, our glory of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, okay? Unto what? Obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied. See, I'm about to show you this week, as we're going forth this week, that the grace and the peace in your life is going to be multiplied. Okay, I'm trying to get this to somebody today. Multiply grace and peace. Come on now, say, type, it is so. Come on now. Let me know that you're with me. Come on now, grace and peace be multiplied. Woo, my God. Grace and peace be multiplied. I'm going to say it again. Grace and peace be multiplied in your life. How glory. This is going to happen. Woo, my God. Good morning, Brother Corey. First Peter, grace and peace is multiplied in your life, okay? So now, check this out. Woo. Now listen, I told you that first of all, that the Lord is going to make the enemy return unto you, okay? Proverbs chapter 6, we're going to go here. Just got a few more scriptures, and I'm going to let you get on with the day. Ooh, I got about 7 minutes, okay? Here we go. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30 and 31. It says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found. See, when you get the understanding of why the enemy tried to bring certain circumstances to keep you occupied. See, his job is to keep you distracted, to keep you from seeing. He's called the prince of darkness. That word darkness in the Hebrew means ignorance. He's the prince of darkness, okay? He says, but if he be found, he shall restore. Now here's the key. God makes the devil restore sevenfold. He says, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. And, okay, he wasn't done speaking. He shall give all the substance of his house. Let me type this. God makes the devil restore back to you sevenfold. He says, he shall restore unto you sevenfold. Now, and not just that, and whatever you catch him with at the time that you catch him, he has to give that up to. Woo, my God. He makes the devil. I'm typing this in for Instagram. He makes the devil restore sevenfold. Are you getting this? Okay. Sevenfold. Now, oh my God. Now listen, but God doesn't stop there. Now remember, this is the season. 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now, if God says multiplied and abundant, I am come that you might have life and that you have it how? More abundantly. See, when God does his accounting, he adds and multiplies. Oh, come on now. Ooh, I'm going to say it again. God adds and multiplies. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to say it to you again. I want you to get this in your spirit. God adds and he multiplies. Come on now. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Woo, I'm about to mess with you. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. God adds and multiplies. I want to type this into your seek. I want you to have this. God adds and multiplies. Here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Now let me prove it to you. I'm going to show it to you. Okay. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 1. And when you get there, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, type that right now. Woo, my God, he adds and he multiplies. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Look at verse 9, 10, and 11. Look at what he says. This is Moses talking, amen? He says, and I spoke unto you at the time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for a multitude. And the Lord God of your fathers, the Lord God, he is the Lord. This word Lord right here in the Hebrew is Jehovah. Oh, come on now. Get this. He says, Jehovah, your God, this word God right here, your Elohim. Now, this word Elohim means father and creator. Come on now. So he says, Jehovah and Elohim has multiplied you. Woo, my God. And behold, you are this day, high glory. Woo, my God. Jehovah Elohim. Woo. Oh, my God. Has multiplied you. Verse 11. The Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, of your what, fathers, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. Oh, my God. See, this is why this season is so powerful, because everything that God is going to do in your life, he allowed you, high glory. He allowed you to look like, high glory. Listen, he allowed you to look like you were going crazy. You don't move somewhere and then move back and then come back again. Oh, come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me right now. Are you hearing me, Brother Corey? Woo! It looked like, high glory, you didn't have it together. But when the Lord does something in your life, high glory, woo, my God, my God, my God. When you understand, he says he has multiplied you, and behold, you are, he makes you 1,000 times many more. You were already multiplied as the stars of the heaven. But then he said, I'm going to make you 1,000 times greater than that. Oh, my God. Woo, come on now. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. But we ain't done. Now, remember, I said that the Lord makes the devil give you back. And then he adds and multiplies, right? Isaiah 61. Then we're going to end here for today. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Now, when I share this with you, I want you to get ready to give, because this is right here. If you listen, this is God sharing with you. Listen. The atmosphere for your multiplication and increase and addition. Isaiah 61. Look at what it says right here. Oh, my God. Verse 6 and 7, for time's sake. He says, but you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Okay? Now remember, he said priests. Paul said, you are kings and priests, okay? You are king. You have all dominion and authority, and you are priests. You have the right and the privilege to go behind the veil into his presence and talk to daddy personally. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our Elohim. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves for your shame. Now remember, he said, he allowed you to go through some things, okay? Remember, I told you that it was going to seem like, okay, you were going through a whole bunch of stuff, but your prophetic decrees and prayers and worship are glory in this time, okay? Look at what it says. For your shame, you shall have double. Now, that's the first double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, where in their land? Woo! They shall what? Possess the double. Oh, my God. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. It's going to be your season of the double-double. God makes a double-double happen on top of the seven times greater, or the seven times more what you make the devil bring back. Come on now. Listen, this is why the Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This is how. See, when you sow seed, you show God that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You show God that you believe his word. And the Bible says that when you receive the word, you receive his power to become. How glory. So today, as we sow, whether into the ministry with the PayPal, you can use the QR code right there, scan it, it'll take you to our PayPal, or the Zelle using our restored mintl@gmail.com. email, and go from your bank account into our bank account. Sow your seed. Now listen, we've been telling everyone to sow the 5785 seed, okay? You are putting faith to the seed. You're putting expectation on the seed. 5785 is the seed of the season, okay? 5785, 15785, 557. How much do you want God to add and multiply in your life? This is what these different denominations of 5785 represent. 5,557.85. And the next way that you can give is when you give into the hand of the prophet. The Bible says in Ezekiel 44, that the first of all, first fruits of all things of every teruma of all, of every sort of your tomb shall be the priest. Now remember, he says, you shall be named the priest, okay? I'm the priest of this ministry. And when you give unto the priest of this ministry, then I speak the blessing to rest in your house. So when you sow into my Cash App, amen. Glory, glory. This the 5785 seed, $MD Bryant. Now, you're activating the power of the word in your life, and God begins to manifest the addition and multiplication. Father, I thank you. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you that as they sow, seed time and harvest shall not stop. As they sow, you are making the devil restore sevenfold and all the substance of his house. And then you're going to multiply. You're going to double it, oh God. Woo! And Father, you're making them 1,000 times more. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Prosperity, wealth, health, and peace is their portion. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast this week. It's your season, high glory, to increase and multiply. High glory, glory. Did you get that? To increase and multiply. Be blessed.